Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Good morning, welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Trillville Thursday. Thank you so much for being with us. We appreciate it as always. Good morning to you, Randy. How are you?
What's happening, man? Yes, almost to the weekend. Andy Buckers is a beautiful, well, it ain't cold day here in Atlanta. It's supposed to rain and everything like that. But, yeah, we're getting ready. Closer and closer to the college football playoffs. Obviously, the Falcons are playing this weekend. Hawks back tonight, right?
They are, Hornets.
Yeah, Hawks back. Oh, hell.
Yep.
Them pesky-ass Hornets.
I know. I was just asking Conti. Is going to be that once a year the Hornets pop up and score 142?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? The pesky-ass Hornets.
Let's hope not.
Let's hope not. But hopefully you get to see Trae Young tonight. And I don't want to say it's going to be, you know, because I think that's the biggest thing people are looking for. I shouldn't say people. Everybody's looking forward to is how does he mesh with how this team's been playing, who loses out on something. Because something's going to get lost because Trae is back. You know, it's going to be less possessions for somebody else. We understand all that stuff. Sure. But it's going to be exciting to have him back mixed up with these guys coming in. And hopefully it goes throughout the rest of the year.
Yeah, I think, too, with the 3 games and 4 nights, you probably find a way. I think tonight would probably against this team.
Yeah.
And then maybe kind of limit him over the next couple of days because you're gonna bring him back slowly, right? He's been out for 6 weeks, and you just want to be as careful as you can with it, obviously, with this much basketball left. But I mean, you're at Charlotte tonight and then San Antonio at home.
Yes.
All right. Like, kind of play him tonight, maybe let him watch tomorrow night. Then he's got Saturday and Friday, Saturday, and then he can play Sunday against the Bulls.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. There you go. It's like, again, just ease. There's no reason to rush him back and all those different things because this team isn't like that has more than 5 wins. If they were at the back end, and you're like, oh, hell. We got to get some wins quick, Trae. So you got to play your allotment of 35 minutes a game. You don't have to do that right now, but it'd be good. It'd be real fun to see him out there with these dudes. Right?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I think what they've done without him and guys have emerged, and like you said, roles will change. And when the lead dogs comes, shouldn't be anything more than an addition to what they're doing,
right.
Especially offensively. Like, they lead the NBA in assists per game,
which is crazy.
Without Trae.
Yes.
I mean, that's a testament to the ball movement and the half court, and obviously what Jalen Johnson has been able to do as a distributor. Like, he's really taken that next step in his game. And I think sometimes we see guys able to do that in the absence of others. I think Zachary Risache looked much better in the second half of the year last year when Jalen Johnson went out because he was asked to do a little bit more stuff.
Right.
He's been okay so far this year.
Right.
It hasn't been a huge talking point because other people have stepped up and the Trae injury and all that. But I think, you know, maybe, you know, we'll see Risache kind of continue to develop. But it'll be good. And the Hornets are pretty bad. So barring one of those, because again, it seems to happen every single year where Charlotte makes like 26 threes against the Hawks.
Exactly.
And they go nuts and they score 150.
Is Melo hurt or no?
He's expected back tonight.
Oh, okay.
He's always hurt.
Yeah, that's why I asked. Is he hurt?
He's always hurt. But yeah, he's just like Trae, expected to return this evening.
Okay. All right. So yeah. Okay. So that should be a lot of fun. He's going to be back, you know, doing LaMelo things and
TikTok dances and step backs.
I don't think he does that stuff, does he?
What?
I don't know. The TikTok dances.
I don't know either, but I'd be surprised.
I'd be surprised. But yeah, it's going to be a 25 dribbles running back. He's going to like roll over on the ground, get up, and then shoot a contested three.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that'll be what he'd
do. And the internet will go wild.
Yeah. Woo! Look at that dude. Look at them shoes. Oh, whatever, man. Mm-hmm. But yeah, then, I mean, obviously, the Falcons getting ready to go out to Arizona. Rob was on with the boys yesterday. Kirk Cousins was on. So I was interesting clips about, you know, I saw one clip of Kirk at the. he was at the podium and he was talking about, you know, the reads and everything. Freaking awesome.
Yeah, that was great.
Freaking awesome.
That was great.
I love the football, like that part of the whole car. Everything else, you can take it, whatever.
Yeah.
But just
that's why
that part right there, it was so damn cool.
That's why Kirk Cousins is still able to play quarterback.
Yes, like, it was so damn cool.
And that's why he's been successful for as long as he has. I mean, that's the best stuff, right?
Yes.
At least I think to me and to you. That was a good solid 2 minutes of not narrative. It wasn't who did this with an injury. It wasn't like, it was just a veteran quarterback giving you game.
Yes.
I was like, oh, that's cool.
Freaking awesome.
Yeah, it was. It was really interesting.
Yeah,
I would encourage people to go out and watch it.
Yes, it was really, really awesome for him to break everything down the way he did because of, you know, the changing of the game, the reads, the processing that you have to be able to make as a goddamn quarterback while the play is happening and while guys are coming to knock your damn head off and things. So, yeah, I thought that was really, really
cool. It was also a great example of what we talked about last year with him. Like, all this, and this is true of all quarterbacks that succeed in the NFL, but, like, in order to have even one play succeed, so many things have to go right.
Yes.
I mean, you got to know what you're seeing. You got to know they're trying to disguise it. You got to know what you're trying to do. You have to communicate it to your guys. Once the play starts, maybe they'll actually reveal to you what they're really doing. And then in a split second, you have to make a decision and deliver it.
And that's what it is, Bonk.
In pinpoint accuracy. Which is why when your ankle's a little banged up and your elbow's a little banged up and your shoulder's a little banged up and you already have a margin that thin because you're not exactly the cannon-armed quarterback that some of these guys are, then that's when the margin of, oh, it got in there, he squeezed it in there, and it was a first down or a touchdown or whatever, and oh, it's intercepted.
Yep.
And that's what happened last year. Was a guy that has all that and needs it all to go just like that.
For the physical part.
Yeah, when the physical lags behind, which is what happened last year, and you know, took longer to diagnose it than it needed to. That's how you go 4 weeks and 9 interceptions and all that and end up getting benched.
Yeah.
He looks healthy now, though.
Yeah, he does. He does. He looks healthy. He looks like, I mean, that was vintage Kirk in that Tampa game, just how the processing and getting the ball out, all the under center things. And he should be able to do it again this week because Arizona's not good. They're not. They got, I mean, we talked about, you know, and we had Dave on talking about them. They should be able to run a football how they want to. The biggest thing when you're throwing a ball, you got to know where number three is. You got to know where Buda Baker is. But outside of that, they should have a good day. Don't know. I saw Drake was limited at practice. Don't know how much he got done. Hopefully get an opportunity to get him back out there and, you know, and continue to showcase Kyle and things like that. But, yeah, I mean, this is one of those games where, you know, just go win the football game. You know, again, they're the same boat as you. They're not playing for anything like that. So you just got to look at it as far as which is better they are.
Dave didn't call it this yesterday, but almost did, because they're playing for the same thing.
Yeah.
Pride and incentives.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's the Pride Bowl on Sunday afternoon.
Pretty much.
In Phoenix, Arizona.
Pretty much.
Who's got more of it? I'll say the Falcons showed a lot on Thursday night.
They did.
It's whatever, man. Like, I'm not going to throw a parade for trying hard when your season's eliminated because you're a professional athlete and that's what you're expected to do. But we've seen teams not.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
And, you know, Dave mentioned yesterday one of the things that you can grade not only the players individually but the coaching staff's ability to reach the players on is what it looks like when the season gets here.
Yep.
I would prefer to never know.
Right.
I would prefer to never know what a team looks like when their season's eliminated.
Because you're not eliminated.
Yeah.
You're
and still I know Dave's that. Not like he too would prefer for it to never happen. Unfortunately, we've had that over the last handful of years. I just, you know, obviously you want to go win the game against the Cardinals on Sunday.
Yes.
There's nothing else to do. I mean, you're either going to win it or lose it.
One more time.
Yeah, I mean,
there's nothing else to do.
And it doesn't matter. Like, if you lose it, there's no benefit. If you win it, feel better and fly home.
And that's the best thing. I mean, but when you're in the situation they are in, that's all you got.
All I'm saying is I hope they do, but I'm also not – that's not a metric that I'm going to use and put too much emphasis or stock in. What they look like once they were eliminated. Cool.
Yeah. Oh,
I'm glad. I'm glad that if they look good again, great.
Yeah, but that's how you take it.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think it should be evaluated more than that.
Exactly.
You know, I don't think it should be, you know, as far as not giving up on the coach and all those different things. It goes back to something that you say that I always say. You're a freaking professional. This is your damn job. And you get an opportunity to go play a damn NFL game, which is the coolest thing I've ever been a part of. And so you get that rush and all those different things from that. But, yeah, you come in, you win that game, you come back Monday. We'll come in Monday and we'll talk about it and break it down, all those different things. But the truth of the matter is, it's still I'm not going to say it doesn't matter, because it does matter. But as far as you could fighting for something outside of right. just that win, it's not there.
Right.
Anymore.
You're still not going
yes.
to the playoffs.
Yeah.
Which is ultimately, again, there's all these little different buckets of matter, right? The game Sunday matters because you're going to play it. Right. Otherwise, don't play it.
Right.
We're going to play it.
Exactly.
It's going to be on the radio and on the TV, and you're going to watch it. And so from that standpoint, it matters. There's another bucket of big picture stuff of postseason and breaking streaks and trying to play for more than that and living up to potential, blah, 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 all that stuff. And that didn't happen.
Right.
And that has to be evaluated as well. And it will be. I mean, these are things that play into what happens next. I just am always, it's humans. I mean, we're humans, they're humans, and the people making the decisions are too. What happened most recently is the thing people lean on, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. Recency bias is a thing because it's a thing. So, you play like this down the stretch, and that might actually matter more than what happened in October and stuff, which I don't think it should. I think the totality of the season should be taken for what it is. But we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah. I mean, it's always funny that we talk about it. It's going to be an NFL game. You know, it's going to be two NFL teams, a team that we cover, that we root for
yeah.
To do well.
So, I so hope next December we don't have to say stuff
well,
like
I mean,
this.
It's one of those things.
Because every year we get here.
But that's the thing about it is, like, what about this organization teams tells you that we're not going to be here next
nothing
year? Nothing at all.
Nothing at all.
Just
hope, and sometime you got to luck out. You know what I mean?
I guess.
Even the Raiders have been to the playoffs, you know, over the last handful of years.
Yeah, they have.
Sometimes the damn Panthers might go to the playoffs this year, you know?
Yeah.
You just, you know, maybe you fall on a fumble every once in a while.
Or maybe the ball bounces your way. Or you make the play, or, you know.
Pump the brakes.
You know, or something like that.
Maybe they don't.
Maybe. So, I mean, you know.
Yeah. These...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
They're going to play the game.
Yep.
They are. They are going to play the game. We're going to watch it. I think you ought to listen to it, too. You should definitely, if you're going to do anything, you tune into that pregame show at noon, because those guys are going to be fired up to talk about it as well. I'm going to break it down 6 ways from Sunday. We'll be back. We'll tell you what's trending here on a Thursday. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.